Welcome to Fierce Woman Radio, where you'll find the strength, wisdom, and inspiration to unlock your greatness. My name is Rosa Alejandra. I am an action-driven disruptor whose main goal is to help you stop talking the talk so that you can start walking the walk. Are you ready to be inspired by another amazing story? Let's get started. Please help me welcome today's guest, Lina Mendoza. She is the founder of Intentional Leadership and the co-founder of Coupletree. Lina absolutely loves helping business owners and entrepreneurs make a meaningful impact through intentional leadership. Hello, Lina. How are you doing? Please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosa. And so thank you for inviting me to be, you know, for this space and making that this space also for stories for entrepreneurs and fierce women who really want to break their shell and then continue to build from there, right? And so I'm Lina Mendoza. I'm the founder of Intentional Leadership, also the co-founder of Coupletree. So I do executive coaching and business strategy and helping businesses grow to new heights. And so growth, scalability, optimization. And what I do is also use AI and automation. And so you typically will hear people talk about how AI will help them write their email or how they're maybe even seeing it in Canva or now some of their emails. So AI has been around for some time, but I think it's really important for us, especially as women, to start embracing technology to accelerate our growth and impact. And so imagine if someone gave you $1 million, you could do so much more. AI is an unlimited tool that can do just that. And yet we are afraid of it. And so, and it's understood, right? It's like going on a first date and we're like, ¿quién es? And so, but this is the time for us to embrace and to navigate for what's ahead. And so one of the things that people come to me the most for is really people want to get paid. They're like, págame. So they want to make more money. They want to, whether they're in a career or they own a business, is, and rightfully so, because women, we often don't get paid our worth. So
I really, really like that, especially because I'm going to confess right now, when all this AI technology came about, I'm regularly a rebel. I'm disruptive and I'm thinking like, nope, I'm not doing that. I don't want to be like everybody else. That is going to lose the essence of who I am. It's going to be robotic. You know, it's not going to be me. It's not going to be that fierceness coming through. Right. It's not, you know, so I love that you are actually introducing all of us a little bit more to it. I don't think I'm afraid in the sense of, you know, I've never really been afraid of touching and doing and experiencing new things. It's more of losing myself when I fight so hard to always be myself authentically. So what do you think about when it comes to AI? Like, they're using it to even create copy, to just do so many other things. What do you think about that part of it?
So I think it's great. I think it can streamline your business. I think it can also, tighten your language, right? And so when we're in corporate America, there's a certain vernacular that we're supposed to use. If you have more of a business casual tone or more of a slang tone, depends on who your clients are and who your audience is, and also what is authentic to you. You can train AI to do exactly what you want it to do according to your personality. But it does so much more than do the language, right? And so it also supported by data. It can tell you where your clients are. And some people are like, yeah. It can tell you where the item is.
I'm like, yeah.
It can tell you also like how the language, you know, so we're using language to attract our clients. But also I've used it recently to identify where the line item is at in the city budget for the nonprofit to do the proposal. It is that specific, but you must be able to train it. So it can do things like, you know, create your meal plan. It can also, now we're looking at how you voice automate and use AI to create the videos that you're looking for. So I don't think it's going to take away jobs, but the more you embrace AI, it'll make you a stronger asset in whatever you do. So if I can give this example, Rosa, I know one of the most, at least for me, and I don't know if I shared this with you yet, I thought it was so powerful that you were teaching women, you know, we're both from the Central Valley, how to really love their body, right? There's no shaming in this game. Like, God gave us this body, why are we ashamed? And you would just be so sensual and let me extend the word sexy and right, and like love our body. And so why I say that is it's something like it's innovation, it's beauty, it's creativity. Think of AI as the same. So it could be sexy, right? It can give us what we're looking for, and we can present ourselves in the authentic way we want to because you train it. right? It's not meant for us to be like, ay, mira nomás, close your eyes. And they're like, ay, viene cucuy. It's not the cucuy. It can make it, you know, make it rain, bring you some cash. And it can be very sexy if you allow it to be. And right. And so I think this is where women, you know, oftentimes we maybe say, well, I can do the admin part, and we minimize our skill set and our level of expertise. And might I add the word sexy, because it's like, we know a lot of stuff and that's what you brought out in us. And I love that you just so fiercely did that. You're like, no, move your body, do things. It is not cochinero to do that. It's like, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You were made to do these intelligent things and that you want to do and express yourself. And so, and you have unleashed that for us, Rosa. And I think that is something you should continue to encourage us to do that. And I'll tell you, with technology and the way we're, because right now, let's point to something called, you know, the halftime show in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So the way we used to look for jobs used to be, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? But I take it a step further. It's what you know, who knows you, and who's willing to put the hands in the fire. But even that's gone, because it's not just that it may not even work anymore when you know somebody. It also has to do with a lot of different things. What do you know? Are you branded? Are you networked? Do you have a lot of comadres? Are you out there telling people? So if you look at the Beyonce halftime show commercial, let's say you just look at that, she is constantly breaking that level of fierceness. She's like, I don't want to just be Beyonce. She's like, I want Beyonce Nation. I want to show you how I can be president. I want to show you how I can also go to the, to be an astronaut. Like, I want to do global, universal, like the globe is still like a limit.
She's right. And if we don't, now.
Right. And so people were like, she doesn't do country. Like, it doesn't matter if you like her, or you don't, her name is coming out of your mouth and she is breaking barriers still. Right. And so now she just hit today, number one African-American in country songs that's ever hit, an African-American female. So the commercial, she's asking the guy, she's like, have I broke the internet? But as women, when are we going to ourselves break the internet? When are we going to be fierce and like learn something new? Go to that country you want to go to, do that suavemente dance that Rosa told you how to do it, like get on Facebook to do it. When are you going to do that? Like, there's no better time than now. And we get to create that. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, there are no more rules. Like, if the halftime show doesn't show you that, like, there are no rules. You are the rule. You create that fierceness and you create that level of success and beauty and sexy on your terms, not because you have a comadre hookup. It's based on you.
And you know what's interesting is that we often, and I know I fell into this when I stopped doing the dance and fitness because of health issues, I was very angry because I feel like everybody put me in a box. But the truth of the matter is, the more I learn my lesson, because every time you go through hardship, you learn a lot of less, you know, you learn why you're in that space. And it's like, no, they didn't put me in a box. I put me in a box because that's all I showed them I was, when there was so much more, right?
Yes, and that, you are.
And it's almost like God had to say, set your butt down because you're killing yourself and check this out. Now you can be so many more things. And I was like, who am I now? I went through so much depression because I was like, I used to be a badass. And women that I would get around with, they'll be like, what do you mean you used to be? You are. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I used to dance circles around people. I used to be able to do planks. I used to, you know, I used to work out almost 40 hours a week. I mean, no wonder my body got all tore up. But I didn't see that. It was just go. And it's who I believe I was. And because I got the praises and the accolades for being that, that's where I got stuck. And now that I'm sitting here, like, I've become an author, a podcaster. I teach women, you know, self-mastery. I still use that body movement. Now I can heal people through the mirror. And it's like, oh my goodness, you know? So, you know, I get to talk to amazing women like you, introduce them, give them platform. Because at the end of the day, that's what I've always liked. I've always liked to be on stages and give stages to other people that want to help other people, right?
Absolutely.
So definitely, you know, just keeping an eye on what kind of box you're putting yourself into and jumping out of it, because there is so much more to you. So thank you so much for bringing that up. I really love that. Miss Lena, I want to know, what pushes Lena to do what she does for people like me and other entrepreneurs?
I don't want you to be unhappy. And so my son goes, don't tell my mom that you're not happy, because someone will get fired by the end of the day.
Nice. I love that.
And, you know, to me, it's like, it breaks my heart when someone says, like, they told me I couldn't have that. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, and so maybe we didn't read the right book. Maybe we didn't know the right person. And so And it's really about finding where who's going to give you that yes. And so what moves me is the possibilities. And so we are going to fail. So let's just accept that from the beginning, right? And sometimes that holds us back, and that's okay, right? But as soon as you get over that hump, is really looking at the possibilities. And here's where my three powers are. It's I help you with your breakthroughs, your barriers, and then your blind spots. So when we get stuck in a box, right, we're like the horses that have those blind spots, we can only look forward. And it's because it's typically fear, shame, or guilt. And when we can let go of those things that hold us back, that's where your podcast comes in, talking about the fierce woman, because really, and that's your superpower, right? Is helping women unleash themselves, because we're holding ourselves back, but it's okay. And I say it because someone told you, I've been told, you're not detail oriented. And that, and that boss, I was like, oh, I'm not good at that. And then finally another boss came along and she's like, oh my God, girl, like you're so like, or like detail oriented, big picture, little picture, you got everything covered. And you're like bringing us a heck of money. I'm like, girls, how I roll. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this one lady told me that I wasn't detail oriented, and I trusted her, and I believed her. But like, it's okay. Why I say it's okay is don't punish yourself going, why did I do that? And it's like, don't ask yourself why you didn't do that. Ask yourself, what are the possibilities moving forward, and explore that. It's so beautiful, right? And you, God gave you these gifts and these talents, use that. And then ask yourself, what made you stop? And then honestly, once you start to go, oh, that loca, like, right? I just say, like, it's okay. You know, so in English, that means, ah, oh, she's crazy, right?
Right.
Just like, sometimes people are not ready for your greatness, and just forgive them in advance. They don't understand. And like, but it's not for them to understand. Oh, no. Later on, they're going to buy you a cafecito and be like, Rosa, oh my God, I love how you like taught us how to dance it. Help me be myself. I divorced my husband. And you're like, girl, what? So like, because you unleashed them.
You really don't know. I mean, I have stories, girl. And some of them are with, you know, divorce. Like the guys that used to like me suddenly started calling me the devil, because suddenly their women had confidence in themselves. And it's like, wait a minute. So the problem was never her. The problem is that you needed somebody to bow to you and be codependent on you.
Right.
And the moment she grew, you shrunk. That has nothing to do with me. That was number one. Number two, I actually had a man text me saying, thank you so much, because every time my wife comes back from your workshops, it's a whole different wife. Like she is happy. She is this, she's that. I'm like, wow. And the third one that comes to mind is, her name is Mindy. She said, Rosa, I went on a cruise, and usually my man doesn't like to get up and dance with me. I got up and I danced and danced by myself all night, and I did not care. And I had the best time of my life. And I've never done that before. And it's like, and I'm thinking like, really? Because it comes so natural to me, right? So I'm thinking like, really? What do you mean? So yeah, definitely. Like you say, you know, sometimes it's a lot of shame, guilt, really taking in what other people say, which really, I always say, so my personal rules that, you know, help me get through things is, number one, I don't give a damn about what anybody else says at all.
Amen to that, girl.
And it has nothing to do with me being disrespectful. It has to do with, I can acknowledge, and I'm very aware that that other person has its own set of belief systems that have nothing to do with the way I was raised or my own values or my own beliefs, right? So it's not a hate on them. It's a love on me. I don't care about what you say, because I honor me, right? And number two is like, I stopped believing in myself, because believing in myself had me in doubt. Yeah. I started knowing myself, because when you know, there's no doubt. You don't have to believe. You don't have to push through. You don't have to think you can. You just know, so you do.
That's its own podcast. When you don't have doubt, you don't have to worry about anything.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You just 100%. Do.
Yeah. So talking about that, let's switch the conversation. Have you struggled with any type of self-doubt that maybe held you back within your
business? Hell yeah. All the time.
Let us know.
I remember.
The chisme.
Yeah. So, I mean, even recently, you know, at one of my, met this lady, you know, like call them the Persian queens, and, you know, one lady. So, you know, I know a lot of business bankers. And so, you know, from the Central Valley, you know, you and I met there. And so, but coming out to the Bay Area, we're talking about not rich people. We're talking about wealth. Okay. And so, I mean, we're talking about Sand Hill Road, the highest per capita to do business more than Manhattan in New York. Okay. So when you have third, fourth generation levels of wealth, when you have people who do $25 million acquisitions, not 25,000, not 250,000, it's million, right? 2-5 million. Mm-hmm. And so just hearing that. And so I'm hearing the business banker talk about, hey, you know, I do small business. It's 25 to $25 million. And then all the women are like, we all break our neck. And then, you know, and we hear it. It's not, it shouldn't be foreign to us. So I know I'm not the only one that was like, get, but also it was like, it was a, like a reminder, like, this is how you roll. Like, this is a circle. These are the conversations. Very common to hear now women going, I have $1 million and I don't know what to, where I need to put it at to invest. And it shocks me because I'm like, and then I'm like, Lena, this is normal. This is normal. And so it's really, it's, I'm humble in spirit. So I'm not saying like, mira, andale all these people, but it's really, when you start growing yourself, your conversation changes, your circle changes, right? Your expectations for yourself change. And it's not bad. I mean, you didn't leave your family and friends behind. But you, in order for you to lead and to inspire people, you need to be hella uncomfortable. Yes. So I'm always uncomfortable with stuff like that. I'm like, I'm not at 25 million, but at that. And like, just different, you know, things are different. It doesn't mean bad. It's just different. And then also, you know, if you're in Santana Row, you're going to see Lamborghinis. I mean, I see like Lamborghinis, Tesla. So five, but also we make Teslas here. Right. So it's not, it's like kind of normal. Does that make sense? So what to me, normal Toyota Corolla, and then it moved to Tesla. And then, you know, Lamborghini is probably every 25th car. It's just, it's okay. It's not about money either. Right. It's really about, why I say that is because whatever is holding you back or you think is different, you, that's going to change for you. And you gotta, take some time to reflect why, and then what scares you and what doesn't. So for me, those things are sometimes, you know, white male CEOs, but that's who I meet very often. And so just the conversations they have, and when they're surprised typically, cause I've done budget management. So I know about like profit loss and budgeting allocation, like what the money looks like, how I track money. So they're not used to women knowing that kind of information, the business and the financial acumen. And I think as women, I don't know that we realize that how much we're driving the economic force in the world.
Oh yes.
But it's very important that we let go of our bad habits and really start looking at what we're really good at. And when it comes to like saving money for our family, investing and creating that legacy moving forward, and like being comadre is going, girl, are you saving your money? Like save your money, girl, stack your coins. That's to be okay to say that, right? Or, you know, or like, yeah, buy the purse, you deserve it. You worked hard for that. And so those are the kinds of things I think that for me, like holding back right here, things I'm like, oh my God, what?
I remember I went to a workshop and I will never forget this. This man said, if you are making thousands, you need to be in rooms with people that make millions, because otherwise you will continue to make thousands. Yep. And then if you are in this room, I think he was with millionaires. If you are in this room and you're a millionaire, then what the hell are you doing in this room? You need to be in with billionaires.
100%.
Because you will never know what gets you to billions unless you kick it with people that are making billions. So yes, you have to. And all of that, we go back to, it's always to me, no matter what podcast I'm doing, no matter who I'm speaking to, it always circles back to that courage, that self-confidence, 100%. That getting rid of that self-doubt, because the only one holding you back, it's you. We sit here and compare ourselves to others, or we hate on the sister, or we hate on the next, you know, entrepreneur, but really we're only hating on the reflection that reminds us what we're not doing for ourselves.
Right.
So definitely, I love that. And with that, I want to talk a little bit more about money mindset. Have you struggled with it? How did you shift it? How would you help our listeners, give them a tip or two on how to shift their money mindset if they have that scarcity mentality? That to be completely honest, I have struggled with most of my life, because I was raised in a manner where, you know, anything I accomplish, a certain somebody would say, oh, well, you owe me that because I gave you life. You should have done that for me first. So I started becoming afraid of having, because I had to give it away. Yeah. So help us out.
So absolutely. So I grew up in my dad's Latino, so I'm Thai, Laos, and Mexican. So definitely grew up with that. So both first gen parents, my mom's from Thailand. That's a third world country, right? Mm-hmm, I don't know if Mexico is a third world country, but I say it because my dad's American citizen. And but that first gen mentality of, you know, where we don't have enough, right? And so my grandmother would even like, love my abuela. She would cut her napkin in half and then I pone aquí está on her shirt because she's going to use that other one later. So here's a, right. But even so, like there's my dad, me, and then my son, And then I even see my son split the napkin with his girlfriend. He
Oh.
stacks his coins very well. And so I'm like, well, pues, because I see don't buy paper towels. That's probably why. And so I think you have to know what growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. You need to know what that is and the scarcity mindset, right? And you have to know that or is part of this, you know, so when you say the word sacrifice, so sometimes that can be a word because it doesn't mean you have to give up food so you can have violin, you know, violin, you know, classes. It's your parents made a choice to put you into something to broaden your horizons. And right. And so, and I really think it's important for us to believe in and then my money mindset came from being around people who were highly successful economically, behaviorally, right? And then characteristically. And so meaning, so I may go to someone who can help me. So I have a financial planner. I think that's something very important for you to have. It's not a rich thing. I think it's a non-negotiable. Like that should be your non-negotiable. And then you should be comfortable and have a trusted advisor who can help you get to that level, meaning like, have you done this? Have you done that? What are your goals? And then at 26 is when I started to learn the power of compound interest. So it's not, I learned very quickly, you know, right, that I graduated college with my master's. I'm like, what the heck did I do that for? Like, I was like, because when you start to learn how money can grow money and you can go to sleep, then you start to learn something different. And again, it's not going to be something overnight. The success is not an overnight process, but it's learning the behaviors you're doing. And then, you know, I've been there when I've had poor credit. But I think also learning that having your credit, your FICO score is your adult report card. That is non-negotiable. Have perfect credit. Like you should not be around people who are like, ooh, girl, you already know I got good credit. I don't know people who say that anymore. Like it's right.
Nice.
And it's okay if it happens. I've been there, but get there to your adult report card where you have an A++ because that's your buying power. So understanding that. So I'm going to tell you know, how I still struggle with a scarcity mindset. When I bought my first home right out of college, as being built while I was doing my master's, I bought my second home. I started stacking my money, bought in a mattress, and I had a financial planner. That's not
Wow.
good, right? So, but I was like, well, you know, I just kept the, and I had two guys who were renting rooms, and I wanted to leave to LA or to Sacramento. And then I was like, oh, I'll do that. And then I was like, oh, just, I was going to do my doctor's because I had all this money saved. And then I realized that I got a new role that I needed to. I was like, you know what? I can't do that because this is a whole other role. I can't do this doctorate and then do that because that's just way crazy, right? To learn construction management at nighttime, like literally studying plans. So why I tell you that, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go buy a house. And so I kept checking with the loan officer and, you know, she goes, why do you keep calling asking if these numbers, if you have enough money in your FICO score? She goes, do you understand that you have enough money to have to cover three mortgages successfully?
Nice.
And I'm like, even though I could count my money every day, I was like, oh my God. She goes, you are fine. And I had a house, buying a second house, and I could still have enough money for the third house. Está bien, mija. But if you don't realize that, like it's humbling, right? I'm like, oh my goodness. And so, but I still work through that stuff. I mean, I don't cut my napkins in half, right? But it's like I hoard things sometimes and I save clothes because I might use that outfit later. So it's a growing process. It's an everyday thing to start to challenge yourself, like, where do you need to get your money right? Where do you need to grow? Right? What habits do you need to like strengthen? Because if you focus so much on what you're doing wrong, you're not focusing on all the
Correct.
great things you're doing right. So
Yes.
money mindset's a daily, but if you're uncomfortable with people telling you things, you're in the right room because you're like, oh my God, how do you do that? Ask them. Don't go, oh my God, Rosa does that. Go, Rosa, you do that. Help me.
How do you
How
do
do
it?
you do that? Take notes. Like sit closer so you don't miss anything. Like don't be serioso. And then if you do experience that jealousy, acknowledge that, going, man, that's not cool. I do. I have comparison. I do still experience jealousy at time, and then I'm like, yes, what is that coming from? And then I just acknowledge it. Yeah, like if people say like I never have that, girl, like it's not true. Some of those things still kind of creep up, but you got to figure out it's because maybe you're not where you're supposed to be. But you got to just acknowledge yourself and affirm, going, you're doing a great job. Don't beat yourself up. And from a Latino household, sorry, but I came from the, you're not doing enough. Échale,
Oh
do
my God,
more.
yes.
Échale, right?
Yes.
So that's beating ourselves up.
And
It's not good.
if you are doing enough and doing more than others that are older than you, that something's wrong with you because you're not supposed to have more than the others.
Right.
At least that's the household, you know.
Yes. Yep. 100%.
So it's
Yeah.
such a confusing message. It's like, okay, do I do? Do I not do? If I don't do, I'm not good enough. If I do, I'm too good, or I think I'm too good and I'm stuck up and nobody wants to talk to me. Like, what? Which one is it? You know what? You all go kick rocks. I'm gonna do me.
Yes. And I struggle with not feeling good enough for a long time, Rosa. And I grew up in a machista household and I didn't know that till probably a few years ago. I would have never said that word. And the Emma to my dad, I'm like, no, he's educated. And I'm like, no, we have machista. Gracias. Right. So machista can impact your money mindset. And I think
Absolutely.
it's also really creating your own journey and being around, you know, really, I think it's important to be that strong support system, but also you have to be your support system. So if, I'm sure you've heard Tupac say, I want to thank, or Snoop Dogg say, I want to
Yeah,
thank
what thank
me.
me? Yes.
Yeah, you have to affirm yourself and be like, yo soy chingona, like I work hard for this man.
Yes.
So
Yes,
when you
yes,
get
yes,
your
yes.
FICO score up, like, because when I bought the second house, the FICO score, that's how crazy it was. In a short amount of time, even I had to bump the FICO score up. And I was shocked. I'm like, this only took a few months. To reach those goals doesn't take you 10 years. It takes
Yeah.
intentional strategy. That's it.
It's so
That's it.
funny. It's so funny because, you know, I'm definitely not at your level just yet, but I'm gonna get there. And I have a credit card that I always max out, right?
Yeah.
And I decided just to do a test with to see my credit, right? I just decided to do a test. It's like, you know what? That paycheck that I'm getting, instead of just putting it in the bank, using it up, I'm gonna put it all in the card and I'm gonna use it from the card. It's a little bit more smart. You want to manage it better. The moment I did that with the next month, my FICO score went up 30 points. I said, what?
That's right. Woo,
I
thank
had
you.
never seen that. I said, oh my God. So that's the key. So basically, you know,
Yes.
my credit not is not necessarily bad, but I'm at like at 80 or 80% expenditure and only 20%, you know, when it's supposed to be the other way around. You know,
Right.
you're supposed to have 80 available and only spend 20%. So
Right.
I was upside down and I saw it and I'm like, okay, I think I found one of the keys. So let's keep playing this game. So now it's become a game for me
Yeah.
to fix my stuff. So it's fun.
Well, I think you've done well, Rosa, because I say I definitely admire your courage to move, you
Yeah.
know, and right. And so I remember, I mean, I grew up in a military household moving around. And so, but even like when I came from a small town called Woodlake, and then, you know, like, ooh, like it was interesting. People go, oh, Fresno's so far. And then even in Fresno, people are like, oh, LA, you go to LA, it's so far. And then like, oh my gosh, you do not have a car? Like,
Right.
and so it really has to do with like growing out of that mindset, right? And then that's why I said we're talking about money mindset. I mean, things could change for me tomorrow, but the thing is that we have to go back to those healthy habits, get back to that commitment, right? And so one thing I really want to encourage, you know, as we talk about this is that not saying I fell off track. Stop saying that. Stop saying I fell off track. I
Okay.
need discipline. It's not that. Sometimes life happens. Recommit to your goals. And I'll tell you where it came from. So I was starting, I went back to church last January, COVID happened. And my Holy Spirit's a little thuggy. And my Holy Spirit goes, girl, you are not off track. You need to just recommit. You know this stuff, the Bible, the scriptures. And that's when I went back, you know, I was like, you know what? You're right. And I remembered everything. It came back right away. And I was like, how hurtful is that to tell ourselves? Because we say that, Rosa, I'm not disciplined. If I could be disciplined, I would exercise and take care of myself. Just recommit, girl. Like it was crazy in COVID or whatever the situation, or you went through a breakup or work got crazy. Pause, recommit.
And not only that, but I think that most of us, we commit to things that we didn't even want to commit to begin with. Like
Right.
it's something that we were supposed to do, you know, because the family's judging or your loved ones are judging or
Yes.
whatever. So then you commit to things that didn't even align with yourself. So if you truly want to do it for yourself, then sit down and figure out your why. Don't just do
Right.
things because you're supposed to or because somebody else told you to. Figure out your why, because if your why is not strong enough, you're not going to do it and you will continue to feel like a failure. And as a matter of fact, you will
Absolutely.
continue to fail because you weren't in it to win it anyway.
Absolutely.
So get to know
Yeah.
what the heck you're doing, why you're doing it, and then decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it for me. Screw the boyfriend, screw the girlfriend, screw the mom, whoever is telling me, judging me,
Yeah.
because it's not, at the end of the day, the only one that reaps the results is yourself.
Right. I
That's
think,
it.
well, so I if I can share, and I don't know if this happened to you, but it's from a Latina perspective is and Asian is like serve your family first, right? So we were
Yes.
last, right? And then I grew up in a, you know, not feeling good enough for years, all the way to 30 plus adulthood. And I still struggle through that, probably closer to 40. And then the people pleasing aspect. I wanted to be a good daughter, a good person, a good friend. And I thought I had to say yes to everything. And I love saying no now, like, no. And I still work at it. Like, no, like, what's the rest? Like, I don't, and learning not to say why, not, oh no, Rosa, I can't because I don't have money.
Right.
No, the answer is no. Yes, yes. Because you're my friend. You're not going to be like, well, why? Like, you're just right. going to be like, oh, okay, girl, I'll see you next time. Right. And so just really just acknowledging you don't have to do things for people that don't, you don't like, right? You know, people pleasing, let that go. And, you know, because you got to do this because your tia's coming. I don't.
Oh, the biggest struggle in my family is like when we go to the family reunion, right? You're supposed to kiss every single tia and the cousin, hello. And I just get there. I'm like, hi, everybody. And when I leave, bye, everybody. And my mom is like, that is not how I taught you. I'm like, I ain't got that kind of stamina. I don't even
want to.
I the love energy. Them all. And they right. know I love them all. And that's good enough. But my struggle was different. Yeah. And my struggle was, I was never, even though I was supposed to be the one that served, you know, the good mother, the good daughter, that, yeah. I mean, not the good mother, what made you a good mother, what made you a good daughter, what made you a good woman, I never did. So the struggle Same. With me was the other way around. So I always stood in my own. I've always kind of like followed my gut instinct and so, you know, you're considered like the rebel or the black sheep of the family or whatever. So because you don't do and you actually do you, that's also a struggle. And then you create that not feeling good enough because you don't feel accepted mentality, right? And you don't right. feel like you fit in anywhere. And then you learn to still do you, but you do it on your own. You alienate yeah. yourself and you just don't allow anybody to help you because yeah. it's just no matter what, they're going to find out that you're not good enough for them, so might as well just stay right. alone. So that's yeah. what happened to me.
Yeah, you know, and just creating healthy boundaries. And so what I would say would be some powerful tips for women to lead a fierce life, or really to start to grow into the person that you are meant to be, would be start to get to know yourself, as you shared. Yes. I think that's one, is really starting to get to know yourself, what you like, what you don't like. Do you really like hot chocolate ice cream, or because your family only gave you chocolate ice cream?
Right.
And so, because people can impress those ideas upon you. I think two is know what you really want in life. And I think as women, we're not always encouraged to answer that question. And even in general, men or women, I'm like, what do you want? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you yes. want? Do you want a job? Do you want to be married? Do you want cash? Like, what do you want?
They don't even know what makes them happy.
No.
Something as simple as that.
But it's not simple because we weren't taught to be based on emotion.
That
right?
is true.
Right. So I think it's also three is like, know, like, is really to have that support system that's powerful around you, because that's really going to help you thrive. Right. And I think it's also, you know, fourth, I'd say be boundaries, like identify boundaries that are really, you know, start to establish that if you don't have that already, but start to really, you're going to lose some people through that process because they cannot adhere to what is, because I believe in respect and accept. So that's a very big boundary for you. If you don't accept me, I know a majority of my life, I was not accepted or respected for who I am. Clearly I was not, you know, taught to be worthy. That's why it's so important to me that people feel honored, because, and also that they are very important. And so, and then I think fifth would be, is really starting to, you know, like when it comes to the money mindset, really, but it's really about the growth mindset. What does success mean to you? Is it monetary? Is it having a healthy relationship? But really that growth abundant mindset, because money can come and go, right? And so it's part of it. But I think really understanding and embracing an abundant mindset, it's and not or, mm-hmm. but it really, like, God really wants a lot for you. It's for you to ask for that. And so, and I think, you know, that also comes with asking for help, but really embracing, and it's an everyday exercise. Oh, it's yeah. not something, you know, right away and boom, on the day you're great. And so I think that's what really is going to see people evolve more and then really live a life they're intended to. And so I know you and I are both big ambassadors for women, and we amplify women. And so that's where we're going to see more women amplify each other. When you have an abundant mindset, and you're not afraid to say, oh, look, Rosa's like an awesome coach. Well, Lena, aren't you a coach? We'll see, but some people will like you. Correct. Some people like me, or they don't like either one of us. Right? Like, it's okay.
And we speak differently and we resonate differently with different people. Right. I really yes. believe in energy vibration. And I could yep. say the exact same thing you said, but to right. her, maybe yours sounded more logical and it resonated with her, or vice versa. Yeah. So right. yeah, definitely. I completely agree. Ms. Lena, we have like 3 minutes left. So I'm going to sure. ask you one of my questions that I usually okay. ask my guests.
Do it.
And is, if I gave you a magic wand, what would you use it for?
I would say probably one of the biggest things for me, you mean for myself?
For whatever. You got one wish with that magic wand.
So I would say two powerful things I would love to see for myself and people is a lot of love and confidence.
Love it.
And there's love will always take you through hell and back, through it into it. And confidence will always give you a level of certainty no matter what. And so you won't have any limiting beliefs when you have those two together. So,
I love it. And I know you
yeah.
also had some gifts for our listeners. So what I do is I will have you guys go, and I'm talking to you, the listeners. I will have you guys go to rosaslink.com, rosaslink.com. That is where you will know what's the episode that got aired that week. And then once you click on the episode, you'll be able to see all the goodies that my awesome guests have for you.
Thank
So without, I would say without anything else from me, I will ask you, Lena, do you have anything else you want to share? Oh God, I'm getting stuck. Anything else you want to share with our guests before we close up? You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I would just one of the lasting impressions I would definitely want to share is love relentlessly and forgive first. And so we don't know why people do what they do. And so I think that aims more for a life of peace and abundance, right? And so that it doesn't rob you from good experiences, being corajuda, right? Just being angry for no reason, right? Or just
Right.
being, it's just really living. I think that is what we're really going to see true success, and living a life of true freedom. And so everything else, monetarily, financially, all that will come to you. But really, when you love relentlessly, it brings you to new levels of awareness, new opportunities, how you embrace your family is something different. And so that's what I would leave with everyone for today. And I can't wait to extend that coaching gift certificate to one of the awesome winners. So yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. And I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I really do believe that fierce women live, love, and laugh. Like, they don't
Yeah.
hate, they don't compare, they don't. So
Totally.
stay fierce, work on your fierceness, and we will see you next episode. Thank
Absolutely.
you. Thank you, Miss Lena.
Hey, gorgeous, before you leave, do not forget, go to rosaslink.com. There will be a button there that's going to take you to all the past podcasts. And once you open them, you're going to see some links of some of the gifts that some of my guests have left for you. So make sure you go ahead and claim those. Also, please do not forget to share this podcast. This is meant to inspire women, and you never know what woman out there is actually needing this inspiration, is needing to hear stories, is needing the support that we can possibly provide her through this podcast. So please, in the meantime, stay fierce and make sure to catch the next episode.